Today, it is difficult to find much of the town of New Philadelphia, Illinois. However, the town's place in the nation's history will always be important. It was here that free men and women came to begin a new life on the frontier of the day. It's today's edition of the American Countryside.
Can you tell if this burger contains bacteria that could cause kidney failure? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. There's only one way to tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to a bacteria-killing temperature. Use a food thermometer. It's not an extra step or a nice to have. Raw or undercooked meat may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by using a food thermometer every time. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It was a very significant town in western Illinois.
It was the first town that was plotted and laid out by an African American in the United States.
Phil Bradshaw speaking of New Philadelphia, a town founded near Barry, Illinois by Frank McWhorter.
Free Frank McWhorter came up here in 1830 and then in 1836 purchased a farm near Barry, Illinois, and he named it New Philadelphia.
McWhorter was industrious, gaining his freedom and that of many others.
He basically had a master in Kentucky who let him run a saltpeter mine, so he was able to run his own business in Kentucky and make enough money that he bought his wife's freedom and then his freedom.
McWhorter moved north, just 20 miles west of Hannibal, Missouri, to establish his new settlement.
He came up here, purchased this little farm, set up the town, sold the lots to African Americans and Caucasians, whites. From those lots that he sold, he was able to buy his other family members' freedom.
The mixed-race community grew to over 150 residents, a good size for the frontier of western Illinois at the time.
In 1836, when he started the town, it's amazing that you go out in the wilderness like that because it was timber and there was the first settlers in Hadley Township. And it was only 20 miles from a slave state. You know, Missouri was a slave state or a split state at least. So it's amazing that this man had the courage to stand up and do that.
Descendants of the McWhorter family, along with Bradshaw and other volunteers, have worked to preserve the site of New Philadelphia. And although the town is now gone, you can still go to the spot and learn more about this significant place in American history. Traveling the countryside near Barry, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.